This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, welcome to the Monday, September 13th edition of the D as in Doug, J as in Jay, V as in Victoria. Jennifer's off today, so here we are to focus on some of the issues, the inspirations, if you will, why is the way for us. You ladies pay any attention to football this weekend?
I see. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo play.
And... yes, and?
Because he just is born looking like Superman, and he won.
Really?
Superman always wins.
Mm-hmm. Superman does always win. You're right about that. The impact, we were talking last week about the impact of now all of this gambling. And apparently the Lions did not do well, and a lot of people were complaining. The Lions were playing against Detroit, and they were 9-point favorites or something. Now, I don't claim to understand betting and how the point spread works. Maybe the two of you do. I just wonder how much is all the money involved in all the sports, but football, because now we're into the season, is there a concern about games being fixed because of the amount of money? This has always been what I thought was going on in boxing and some of the other things.
I mean, players aren't allowed to participate, and coaches certainly don't, and owners don't. I don't know.
That doesn't mean they don't. Look at Pete Rose.
But the type of sports betting that you're talking about, though, is all legal, and it's heavily regulated, most other things that were once illegal and now are legal.
Right.
Marijuana
being one of them.
Sure. Yes. So if something is going on, it's not happening on the betting apps like FanDuel or DraftKings or any of the big apps that people are using. It's not happening there. It would happen maybe somewhere else when someone, you know, shows up in your backyard and puts a bag of money under the steps. I don't know. Something shady like that. Sure. How would anyone ever find out?
Well, I suppose that's it. It just seems to me that there is a chance that there could be corruption in all of this. Why are people corrupted? Is it simple? Is it just about money? Or sometimes is it opportunity? Anybody, either of the two of you, ever know anybody who was corrupted to the point of doing something that he or she might not have done, except for the influence brought to bear on them by money, pressure? Ever encounter anybody like that?
Sure. I mean, I think, right, there are plenty of stories you hear. People, you know, whether it's a Ponzi scheme or some sort of, you know, like white collar stuff. Yeah, I think that the allure of that kind of wealth, I mean, we saw that happen probably most famously, right, with Bernie Madoff. And then lots of other political figures have been just enticed, I guess, to step over to the dark side. it's not easy.
I wish Jennifer were here today to talk about the situation in California with Newsom going into tomorrow, his recall being more shaky after this weekend than he was last week. Looked like things were turning around for him this time last week, and then over the weekend lots of stuff came up, and he really didn't look very attractive. The kinds of things they're saying about Larry Elder really are distasteful, and you know that he's behind it. It's distasteful. The business with a woman in the chimpanzee mask and more.
That
of
was
the,
awful. That's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
But Newsom said not a word about that. Not a word. Anyway, what'd you start to say, Victoria?
No, nothing. I agree. That's unacceptable. Jay and I were both just chiming in there. Like, we're chirping same thing.
Yeah, it's
awful.
It's really be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Stephen Breyer is interesting because he is, as you know, Supreme Court Justice, oldest one, and he has been pressured into retirement, or at least it would seem that way, because is there a Republican president that will appoint his successor, a Democrat, who's going to be the one that, you know, there's all of this stuff. The politics is so strange. So what do we think, ladies?
I'm sorry, I missed the politics. What?
I did. Yeah, I think there was a dead air spot there.
Yeah, what happened?
What I was talking about was Stephen Breyer.
Oh, Stephen Breyer.
And the
okay.
factors that would time into his retirement.
Right.
He's been
right.
interviewed
it's
a couple
big
of
issue.
Times. Yeah, it is. And
well,
so
I mean, you know, we kind of learned from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and a lot of people who, you know, supported RBG and myself included, you know, when you look back now at people are calling her selfish, that it was her own ego that got in the way of not retiring when, you know, when another justice could have been appointed
that's,
to take her place.
That's just talk, though. That's just cheap talk.
Well,
right? It's cheap talk.
Well, you can say that in a lot of industries, too. Like, some people need to retire that just they don't. Nobody's retiring like they did years ago. You hit a certain age and you retire. Now, people just continuously work.
I'm a perfect example of that.
Well, I think also she knew that she had cancer and she knew that the end was near. And I think that's also part of the criticism. Look, I think she did a lot of good. Women in the military would not even have housing if it wasn't for RBG taking that case all the way to the Supreme Court before she even became a justice. There are so many things that she did throughout her life that and career that were exemplary. But I just, you know, the criticism is, it's real, because she got replaced with Amy Coney Barrett, who I don't believe is even qualified to be on the Supreme Court, separate from her very obvious feelings about, you know, abortion. But it's, you know, and do I think Brett Kavanaugh is some great legal mind? No.
But that comes across as being, and this is not taking a shot at you, but it comes across as being political, which is that is not supposed to play into
right.
The Supreme Court. It is supposed to be based on whether you're a good lawyer, whether you're a good judge, whether you understand the law, and all of this stuff. And it goes back to before Reagan. I'm trying to remember when I was a kid, I remember some of the appointments made when Eisenhower was the president. And then after that, it was JFK, and I don't think he appointed anybody. Johnson did, and I think it was during Johnson's time when the political splits began to emerge and people started talking about this stuff this way. Breyer's 83. I think it's outrageous. People say, oh, you're 83, you should get out of there. I get email all the time from people say, you've been around too long, you've been on the radio too long, why don't you get lost?
It is ageism, yes. You know, I just think that to me, and I think a lot of people, regardless of where you are politically, but I think everyone can agree that, you know, this is probably the most important retirement of, you know, of any position in America, except maybe the president, right? I mean, if you think about it, the implications are so vast. And it doesn't matter which justice you are.
I know.
It's not like you not talking on the air anymore, which clearly you do every day. And that doesn't affect, you know, your age doesn't even come into play unless we're talking about, you know, some trending stories. But other than that, like, it doesn't prevent you from doing any of your job. But when it's, you know, and it doesn't prevent necessarily Stephen Breyer from doing his job or RBG doing her job. But the implications of retirement and replacement of that person is just so, so vast.
Hmm. Well, you know what? A lot of times, I think we've seen this as well. The people in the hoopla that go around, that surround the controversies, don't play out. Roberts has been a pretty good example of that, but there have been others who haven't performed the way the quote-unquote expectation led people to believe that because they were a staunch conservative, they were going to do this or whatever it is. There should be no staunch anybody's on the court. There should be no staunch conservatives, no staunch liberals. You shouldn't even know what
right.
their politics are.
It's interpreting the law, and that's
anything
it.
Anything yeah. about I'm so tired of all of this stuff, and people say, well, why don't you care about the future of the country? Of course I do. And even more, the pulling of politics out of these decisions should be mandated. We shouldn't know whether they're Democrats or Republicans. We should know only about what they've decided legally, jurisprudence, the judgments that they've made as judges heretofore. And that's it. And other than that, you know, And that's the problem. So at some point in time, we're going to have to draw a line in the sand about some of this stuff, or we are, I think, doomed. the country cannot survive being this politically dysfunctional. And that's really what it is. It's dysfunction. Kind of reminds me of the discussion about J&J, the single-shot vaccine, what's happened with that. Nobody seems to know anything about J&J. They know about Moderna and Pfizer, but they don't know anything about J&J. And that
new
has
guidance,
to
right?
do with the, right, the dysfunction of government. The dysfunction, the CDC is, as far as I'm concerned, completely inept. National Institute of Health, more bureaucrats bungling and fumbling. I went in to get a shot on Saturday, and I had to fill out so much paperwork. And so I said to the nurse who was talking me through some of these things, there's three pages of stuff here. I've already filled this out. I filled it out with the first shot. I filled it out with the second shot. So why do I have to fill it out again? Well, because the government requires it. Oh, well, I don't want to fill it out. Well, she said, we're not going to be able to help you. I said, all I want is a shot. I don't want all of this other stuff. I just want a shot. And she said, well, but the requirement is, I mean, can you imagine the vast amount of paperwork? Everybody who goes in to get a shot fills out three pages of information. Mm. Where does that paper go, even?
Who does that data entry?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. All of that stuff. I mean, it's my decision to get a shot. I don't have to tell you why. You don't have to know anything about me. If you really are serious about protecting people, and see, this is where I think the people that suspect the government of doing things that are not in our best interest, why do you need to know all this information? You don't. Any more than the census needs to know half the stuff that they ask you. They don't need to know that. They want to know, for whatever the reason. So it just gives more fodder to the conspiratorialists who say the government is out trying, you know, is there a, Alex Jones says, is there a little device in the vaccine they stick in your body so they can track you? I don't know why you would want to track all these people, but not any more than I wonder why the Chinese government they want to run the world, but they seem to want to. And so all of this is paying tribute to that. In essence, it's really, there's a ring around the rosy here. It's very confusing, and I don't think it needs to be. You want a shot? Get a shot. Give me a shot. That's it. And then maybe give me a document that says I've got a shot. That's it. 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Friday 3, half the hour on the DJV program. As if we haven't had enough about Ben Affleck. This actually is not about Ben and Jennifer. This is about Ben and somebody else. Oh! What? You mean already? Oh, listen. Hold on. We'll give you the story after this.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
All right, so we've got this Gwyneth Paltrow connection to Ben Affleck. And so Jay says to me, did you read the story?
Well, because you're like, it has nothing to do with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Well, it has to do with the two of them, Gwyneth Paltrow liking, what, the fact that she dated Ben Affleck? And she has some credibility in saying, this is very nice. Right?
Yeah, so what happened? A stylist posted a photo giving Ben and Jen props of just how great they looked, and Gwyneth Paltrow chimed in on it and said that it was cute.
Yeah, okay. So that's it, pretty much. Bottom line.
Yep, ex-girlfriend, all here for the new relationship. They dated way, way back in the 90s for a year.
So has Ben Affleck has dated lots of Hollywood celebrities. You ever date Kate Beckinsale?
No.
They were in Pearl Harbor together, right?
Right, they were.
Yes, and they were beautiful together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that way they were lovers in that movie, but that's where he met Jennifer Garner on the filming of that movie. That's how they met, right? Because Jennifer
Garner. Oh, I thought
Garner,
they met on Daredevil.
Did they?
Yeah, didn't Daredevil come first?
Yeah.
Did they?
And then, I don't know, were they already together when they did Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I thought she was pregnant with.
Oh,
she did Pearl Harbor. I could be completely wrong.
You're talking about Jennifer Garner.
I have
Garner.
No concept of
yeah.
time.
You know who was really cute on screen with Ben Affleck in two different movies, in Jersey Girl and Armageddon, was Liv Tyler.
Yes, that's
they
I
had
was just
really
thinking
good
of
chemistry.
Them. They had
yeah, they were very
chemistry.
Cute.
Yeah, right, but there's nothing going on?
I don't think so, no.
Hmm. All right, moving into the music world, Loretta Lynn has got a thing for Garth Brooks, right? Read the article.
I don't know, did you?
Yes.
She's getting a benefit for the Tennessee floods that happened in Middle Tennessee. It's happening at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and Reba McEntire is going to be performing, Keith Urban, Little Big Town, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan. It is going to
star studding
time.
Yeah, for sure. And all proceeds from the concert and the live stream, it'll be on Circle All Access on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They're all going to go to benefit the United Way of Humphreys County. Dixon and Humphreys were the two counties that were really hit by the floods. Humphreys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to pay quick attention to Ashton Kutcher because there was so much made of him not taking a shower with his wife. So all these people, take a shower, take a shower. It was silly, right?
Yeah, very silly.
But so he doesn't,
does shower, and he made a funny video when Mila's giving the kids a bath or in the shower, and they make hilarious home videos together. And they poked fun at all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They shower.
Right. He picked the Longhorns over to Arkansas. He was booed about that, apparently. All right, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post is reporting House Democrats are considering a $2.9 trillion tax hike for the next 10 years. As they search for ways to pay for President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan, a draft proposal from the Ways and Means Committee was discovered in Washington Sunday night. There's already bickering going on. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, wants to spend only $1 to $1.5 trillion. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, calling anything short of $3.5 trillion totally unacceptable. End quote. Tropical Storm Nicholas headed toward the coast Sunday night, threatening to bring heavy rain and floods to coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana, where roughly 117,000 households remain without electricity since Hurricane Ida came to town. Nicholas is expected to reach land on Monday, then over several days is expected to produce heavy rainfall up to 10 inches in Texas and southwest Louisiana. USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Taliban overran the Afghanistan government, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken remained on vacation in the Hamptons. Monday, he will be questioned on America's chaotic withdrawal that got 13 U.S. service men and women killed. Blinken is scheduled to testify at 2 p.m. Eastern. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul tells Fox News some of the questions he's planning on asking.
Why did this go so bad? How did he get it so wrong? Why didn't he listen to the intelligence community warnings since April and May of this last year? Instead, they listened to, you know, Zal Khalilzad, the special envoy, this rosy dream that they were going to somehow negotiate a last-minute deal with the Taliban. It was absolutely fantasy world. It was like a Yale faculty lounge rather than, you know, a war on the ground. I want to know why he left American citizens behind. I want to know why our interpreters, who put their lives on the lines and fought with our special forces, why were they left behind?
Scientists in Chile have discovered the fossil of a so-called flying dragon dinosaur, the first of its kind found in the southern hemisphere. The dragon, which roamed the Earth 160 million years ago, was found by paleontologists in Chile. It has a long pointed tail, wings, and sharp protruding pointed teeth. The desert where it was found hasn't seen rain for decades, making it a gold mine for fossil discoveries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Hello to all the folks following us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can hear what's trending by listening to the podcast of the DJV show every day, all day. And you can hear the full show, too, at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. J becomes the J. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer off today. As we look at today being today, it is National Celiac Disease Awareness Day. Do I have celiac or do I just have a
reaction? I think you have a non-celiac gluten intolerance, which is still pretty severe.
Right. One time I was treated as if I had celiac. It's an autoimmune disorder which will make you eat whatever you're eating about 13 times over again. It's being allergic to gluten, which is what's in the wheat and rye and barley, the grains. You don't have a problem with oats, though, right? I often have.
Well, there are gluten-free oats. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Quaker Oats has gluten. So gluten-free oats, because that's my dad loves oatmeal. He's Irish, so he eats oatmeal every morning, and so he can't eat the non-gluten-free oats. So he has to eat like the Bob's Red Mill brand, which are gluten-free.
Yeah.
But if he eats Quaker Oats, he gets really bad indigestion from it.
Well, and then with celiac, what takes it a step further is it causes irreversible damage to I forget what they're called, the villi's or whatever, this lining in your intestines. Yeah. Where gluten intolerance, it makes you sick, but it's not causing irreversible damage like that.
It's annoying. Today is also International Chocolate Day. Both things affect me today that we're celebrating.
One good, one bad.
Yes, correct. As long as chocolate doesn't create a gluten allergy, I'm all set.
By the way, you know what does have gluten in it?
Uh-oh. What?
White chocolate.
Really?
And you love yourself some white chocolate, which is not
chocolate.
You like
white chocolate?
Oh, it's and Jay, so he loves American cheese, which is also not cheese, which also has gluten in it.
That's shocking.
Like the square yellow stuff that comes in individual plastic?
Yeah. It's neither American nor is it cheese.
And it has gluten in it, too, so.
Yeah. I don't know if I look for just white cheese at the supermarket. I don't use American Kraft singles or whatever you're calling. That stuff is gross. Ugh. It's like eating plastic, more or less.
It has plastic in it, I'm pretty sure.
I know it does, yeah. Yum. The Old Farmer's Almanac. For those of you who are looking forward to winter 2021, not me, says this is not going to be a great winter around the country. They have made predictions for many, many years, 230 years, and supposedly they're 80% accurate. Now, whether this is the Farmer's Almanac or the Old Farmer's, because there are two of them. Anyway, it's supposed to be very cold across the country. The season of shivers is what they're calling it. Above average snowfall, below average temperatures, where I am, but I will not be during the winter.
Escaping.
Yes, see you later. Ohio Valley, New England, Appalachia, going to have lots of cold all the way down into New Mexico. It could be one of the longest and coldest we've seen in years. Oh, isn't that sweet? Lovely, lovely, lovely. The focus on September 11th that has been a part of our discussions here was every day of last week, and I still feel ramifications of it. To me, some of the things that came out from some of the people who have gone vocal are very important. I made reference to Michael Smirkonish, who does a daily program on Sirius talk program. He does a CNN thing. He had a lady named Christian Breitweiser on with him on Friday. She is the woman she's a lawyer, and she's the president or whatever the title is of the group that's seeking answers still after 20 years. There were amazing things that came from that conversation. And I'm not one who usually takes stuff from other programs because I want to have her on this program if I can get her. But I do think that some of the things she said were quite compelling. So we have some audio from that interview. Christian Breitweiser talking about what we need to know but don't know regarding September 11th.
I think that there's a whole host of information that the U.S. government has in its files and has ready access to. And for a whole host of reasons, they're just not sharing that information with the 9/11 families who are left on their own to prosecute the terrorists. The reality is there were 3,000 homicides on the morning of September 11th. And to date, those homicides have gone unanswered. And I don't quite understand how we live in the United States of America, which is a nation based upon the rule of law, and that there are 3,000 dead bodies that came out of the morning of September 11th, and not one attorney general, not one president, Democrat or Republican, not one U.S. attorney, not one Manhattan district attorney has sought fit to indict and fully prosecute any of the co-conspirators that they have evidence, plenty of evidence, to hold accountable.
How is that possible that we have all this knowledge and nobody has – is it? And my theory earlier this morning, which I will repeat in as abbreviated form as possible, we all are looking at the Chinese, and I said the same thing. Why is it that they haven't been prosecuted? I think that the Chinese have something to do and had something to do with what happened on September 11th. You haven't heard that theory from anybody before. I think that the Chinese have been up to no good for a long time. Go ahead.
True. But the only reason I would maybe dispute that is because if you think about the effectiveness of this virus, right, if, like, mm-hmm. let's for a second, we all kind of are on the same page. We know it came from the lab. Like, we know, let's say that we know for sure that it was manipulated and it was released, right, as a biological weapon. So if we all just kind of, like, stay in that moment for a second, that's a very sophisticated way to wipe out your enemy. Mm-hmm. Flying a plane into a building is the most unsophisticated way to wipe out an enemy, and it's not even that effective because 650,000 Americans are dead of COVID and 3,000-ish people died.
Yeah, but look at all the people who died in the war after that in Iraq.
I'm just saying that seems very like hijacking a plane and flying it into a building is very low rent for Chinese masterminds. So I don't know that that would have been their MO.
But anything that disrupts or destroys the fiber and the fabric, and in fact it backfired if that's what they wanted to do because it brought us closer together for at least 4 or 5 years and then things fell apart again. It's a theory. It's something to think about. It's worth it. And people say, well, why do you feel so strongly about the Chinese? I feel strongly about the Chinese government because it's pretty obvious to me that they are up to no good, that they are in a deliberate fashion trying to destroy everything that is good about America. Is America perfect? No. And I think that what happened on September 11th is a reflection in part on that, or the disturbances that people have because we have allowed our relationship. And in this case, you can look at Saudi Arabia, and it's all about oil, it's all about money, it's all about greed.
Well, American greed. When we talk about America as a culture not being perfect, absolutely. And the Chinese government has capitalized on probably what I would consider to be our biggest imperfection is greed. And that we take, you know, most people in America are better off than anywhere else in the world, and we've taken that for granted, and they have capitalized on that. So and when you look at our supply chains and our unwillingness to invest in, you know, well-made products that are not, you know, made in China, things like that, the Chinese government, it's, that's what I'm saying. Like, I go along with a lot of your conspiracy theories. I don't know that they would have been involved in that. I think this is something that they've been working up without ever firing a rocket, without ever crashing a plane into a building. The Chinese government has proven that they can literally cripple the entire planet. And they have with COVID.
They have. Yep. 43 past the hour. Is Mac, how's Mac doing today? Is he all right? I can hear him.
He's good.
Is he good? Okay. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah. I will.
Hi, good. Okay. 43 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse.
That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Couple of items from the world of music that are worth discussing. Bob Dylan's manager, actually the guy who worked for the Rolling Stones probably more than did Bob Dylan, got killed in kind of a freak accident. His name is Mick Bridgen. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Bridgen. Managed the careers of the people in the Stones, Bob Dylan, Peter Frampton, too. Died in an accident. He was attempting to dig a grave for his family's dog in California. The hole for the grave collapsed, and he died immediately. This is weird.
Isn't that so tragic?
I mean, I've never heard of a death like that.
No, I don't either.
Cremate your dogs. That's the lesson.
Right, yes.
I mean, I'm sorry to sound so like blunt, but...
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. That is an apt thing. I still have Charlotte's in my right next to my desk.
Yeah.
And will be forever. All right, so that's that sad story. We got another sad one. I guess this is Phil Collins from Genesis and in his own right, a drummer. His health is not good. I guess apparently he's going to retire, or wants to, from going out on the road. How old is he? But he's only 70, though, right?
He's not old, yeah. He's had health issues. So
why? Is he a lot of drugs?
The drumming thing is one aspect of it, that he just can't play the drums anymore, and then he had drop foot or something, so I guess where one part of your body goes numb, and so one part of his... It's all related probably to the spine. Mm-hmm. And so he then fell. I think he broke his ankle. He's had just kind of one thing after another.
Yeah. Well, kind of too bad. I've never been a big fan of his. But I know he was a pretty good drummer. And he's certainly had an astounding career.
Sure.
Everybody knows who the guy is. But what is there about his music that people find uplifting? Why do people like Phil Collins?
I was never a Phil Collins fan. Your ex-girlfriend... did not like me bashing Phil Collins on the air, you'll recall.
Good.
But yeah. But yeah, I don't think you and I ever liked Phil Collins, but
no,
yeah.
Never. I was not a fan of his at all. Anyway, but a couple of things of note from the world of music. We're always here. Did you see what I just did there? A couple of things of note from the music business.
Got it.
Good, thank you. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, we are at 53 after the hour, time for a respite from many of the things that give you the heebie-jeebies. In a moment, Chuck Curry is going to give us the box office totals from the weekend, and we'll acknowledge some promotion Clint Eastwood is doing for his new movie, plus what Freddy Krueger says about the people who got it in the Halloween movies after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Alright, so this is something that probably Jay and Victoria know nothing about. Although
Scooby-Doo?
It stayed popular. Didn't the Scooby-Doo stay popular? It's been around forever.
And Scooby-Doo is very popular. It is, yeah. Right.
Still.
We are very familiar with it.
Alright. Yeah. Alright, Chucker, why are we playing the theme from Scooby-Doo, please?
Because I wanted to ignore, make you angry this morning. Anyway, this date in TV history, September 13th, 1969, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Animated series premiered on CBS Saturday morning. I remember in the 70s, I used to watch that show and look forward to it. Love it when Scooby-Doo and the gang teamed up with the Harlem Globetrotters or Batman and Robin. That was must-see TV on Saturday morning back in the day. I mean, it's still popular. They did a movie a couple years ago an animated film called Scoob, which did pretty decent at the box office, actually. And there was a few live-action versions with Freddie Prinze Jr. and a few other people probably like 15 years ago.
All right. Very exciting. Okay, do we have the Law and Order theme? Might as well have that. There it is. This is about Mariska Hargitay getting a kiss from Christopher Maloney. What is this?
The original Law and Order, Doug, premiered this day in 1990. Jerry Orbach was the star. He was great, huh? That guy was
fantastic.
Yeah, he was. He was the, I learned this, I had agents at the time that were his agents, and okay. They brought me over to the Friars Club in New York, and Jerry Orbach was the president of the Friars Club, and one of the most popular guys. You never heard anything about Jerry Orbach other than he's a wonderful human being. And the people that worked with him, Wolf and all that bunch at that production center, they just loved. I remember seeing something. It's always awkward to say S. Epatha Murkison, who is now on Chicago, was it Chicago Med, I think. But she was on, that's another Wolf.
Yes, you're correct.
But she was the captain or lieutenant in the original Law & Order series, and she just loved the guy. So anyway,
the actor Sam Waterston. He was in the was he in the original pilot?
The original pilot was another actor for 3 years.
The guy who was in Basic Instinct.
Yes,
was
I can see him.
He always played a cop. That guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't get along with Wolf. He didn't think he was getting enough money, so he left. And
okay.
It became Waterston's signature role. Don't you think? Certainly,
I think so.
Yeah, right. All right, so Clint Eastwood is out promoting his new movie, and he's talking about aging, because he's, what, 97 or something? How old is Clint Eastwood?
He's 91.
He's 91.
Stop making him older, please.
Yeah, I know. Well, he looks... I thought he looked better in the trailer.
He's not old enough. He looked... I agree. I actually think he looks better in this film than he did in the
last one.
In the last one that he started.
Right, you know,
I'm trying to remember the name of that movie. The Mule, right? Okay.
Mule.
I remember sitting in the theater watching that when he came on screen for the first time as a star. I was like taken back because he was so frail. Now you understand it is what it is, 91. But having said that, I believe from what I read, he is the oldest human being to ever star and direct a motion picture.
Box office over the weekend? What was the big deal?
Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, once again, very well, $35 million in week of number two, just a 53% drop-off week to week. Normally, you'd have a 70-plus drop-off off a $90 million opening. So $145 million in 10 days of release. That is really good. It's a great number.
Good for him. Yep. All right, Chugga, thank you for being here.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.